This is a translation of a recording by Mercy Rivera for St. Peter's School Support Centre. The title of the audio session is Families with Children 1 to 3 Years. Welcome, families. We are here together again. Today I am going to dedicate this audio session to parents who have children between 1 and 3 years old. I would like to help you understand them and to know their characteristics at this age. The aim of this session is to allow you to be more patient, more flexible, more tolerant, and to be aware of why they exhibit certain behaviours. At this stage, children have two necessary and essential activities to perform every day: movement and play. Children from 1 to 3 years old start really exploring movement. They start by crawling, then they walk with some insecurity at first. When they are 3 years old, they start running with more direction and certainty. If the family has a terrace with a large balcony, a large garden, children are more likely to have fun and exhibit less frustration. Why? Because it's a stage in life in which movement is essential. Assuming that the children have a terrace or garden where they can move, despite having that space, they will not be able to do it alone. They need supervision. They need an adult to be with them. The adult does not need to be constantly playing with them, but they do need to be able to share what they are doing and to not lose sight of them. During these days of confinement, the causes for which we are confined, the disease, the health, the fear that we might have, even though we don't tell them, in one way or another, they can sense it, which is why it's important to be ourselves, to be calm and supportive to their development within the constraints of how we are currently living. In cases where the family does not have a garden or terrace or free spaces to move, you have to keep in mind that it's not about running, but moving. The important thing is for them to have a space, a room, a hallway, use the corridors of the house to create a space where they can dance, jump, play soccer, or whatever else. But it's important that those spaces become something different than they were up until now. Movement and play are linked to developing their potential, not only cognitively and intellectually, but also emotionally. Movements give the child security, tranquility when handling objects, also achieving balance with their own body. This stage is one of total and absolute discovery. All the child does is play, explore, investigate. They are scientists, explorers, detectives, chemists, physicists. They want to know what happens to that object, if they have to push it more, if the food is sweet, if it's salty, if it's bitter, if it's rough. They do it with all the senses, with the mouth, with the hands, with the tongue, with sight, exploring the weight of objects. As a result, it's important that we are not preventing children at this age from touching, manipulating, touching again, throwing, dropping, pushing. We are going to have to tell them at times, depending on what they have done, that they cannot do it again. But it's important that we understand that we cannot make them live as they did before confinement. But we have to enable spaces, looking for ways where they can fulfill their needs during the restrictive times in which we are living. The first year of their life, it's all about exploration. Around 2 years, the research stage is consolidated. The child wants to know the characteristics of an object, and at 3 years, the symbolic stage appears. The games become a representation of the world they live in. At this age is when they begin to play with kitchens, hairdressers, they become doctors. Some children begin to feed a doll. It's the beginning of the symbolic play stage that will continue throughout childhood. When the symbolic games begin, the child begins to internalise how to deal with what happens to them in their life. You are going to find out that there are children who will play and punish their dolls to tell them what they can and cannot do, take them for walks. It depends on each child and with what each child has experienced in their inner world. It is the fact that we cannot ignore reality, as psychologists must be very aware of the reality that we live in, and we cannot lose sight of parents, confined in a completely unknown, uncertain and difficult situation, where they have to work at home and take care of the children. Equally, the children are unprepared to be at home 24 hours a day with their parents who are working, so we cannot act like nothing unusual is happening. Children from 1 to 3 years old have the ability to play and entertain themselves, but we cannot expect a 1-year-old child to be playing alone. It's not possible. They need to socialise. They need constant interaction with the adult. It's important that parents, even if they have to work, have time to spend with a child for a short while and then return to their own tasks. If the parents can alternate, it's even better. I am not going to say that it will be easy. If at school the child may become frustrated to see their teachers concentrating solely on the computer, the child may feel annoyed and ignored. This is not so much an emotional abandonment, but an evolutionary abandonment, since they are not used to having an adult away from them in this setting. It is also worth considering how siblings interact. For example, a five-year-old may get angry because his two-year-old sibling comes and destroys everything he has built. We as adults have to understand that the two-year-old does not destroy because he wants to destroy, it's just curiosity, but that the five-year-old cannot understand yet what is happening. For this reason, the proposal is that they have two spaces for each one of them, and that when they are together, we can talk to the older children to explain his sibling's behaviour. This is an important opportunity to ensure the oldest one does not feel hurt and that the youngest does not feel limited in exploring his behaviour. Here I will finish the audio session. I would like to remind you that you can contact us. We have been receiving some topics to discuss. The information can be found in the psychological support section of our new website. I hope that you find use in this conversational format and any questions can be sent to us. It will be a pleasure to assist you further. Have a good day.